congressional mice, aliens don't want us. Don't worry, I'll mansplain it to you.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for April 10th, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Janine's back! Janine's back! Woo!
Woo! Only missed one.
I know, but we missed you.
Aw, thank you. That's
sweet. Eric Zorn was sitting in for you. He's not nearly as lovely. He's a lovely man, but not nearly as lovely as you. That's all. Thank you. Welcome back. We missed you. Anyway.
Glad to be back.
Well, and welcome to all of you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. The kind of a, three-pronged storyline this week. We had the congressional mice, because that's how I portray them now, is just a bunch of mice, because, well.
Although someone suggested they should be rats.
Yeah, but I've already, they're harder to draw. I kind of like just this. I like this pack of mice just moving, and I don't know. I just sort of liked them. So anyway, that's what they are.
Okay.
But who suggested that?
A couple people. I did not write that down.
Oh, okay. And finishing the story that started the week before about aliens coming, the alien Opie who came here, which I just love an alien named Opie, and they're trying to convince him to take over the world, and the aliens don't want us.
Yes, we had a couple comments on that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Richard said, the first snowflake heard from. And Dog Day stood up for you saying, oh, stop already. No snowflake about it. Even his own party is dizzy trying to contain this maturity bereft bumblekin in a china shop whose intellect has been warped and fossilized into a single function, his own gratification. So I had to look up snowflake because...
Oh, you didn't know?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah. Am I a snowflake, honey?
I don't think so.
Wait. You don't think
so?
We've been married for 35 years.
Unless there's some other definition for it.
What do you think it means?
Well, you're soft and melty.
Yes, and you're easily offended.
No, that's not what that means here. At least the view I looked up was that it refers to an alt-right type whose immense white fragility causes a meltdown when confronted with the most minute deviation from orthodox white supremacy. It's like, that you're not at all.
No,
that's kind of odd. Apparently, it historically referred to people who are against the abolition of slavery. I had never heard that before. Just telling you where I'm online.
Okay. Well, if it's online
it's got to be true.
I always just thought it was like the, university type protesters and stuff who, the safe spaces.
I don't know. That was just one
view.
That didn't make any sense to me because you aren't even close to...
No, I've never been for slavery.
No, not at all. And then Tim Bob 2313 said, so, a change from libertarian to world climate change believer? You never said you didn't believe in climate change.
No, I've always questioned man's role in that because the climate changes. I mean, it's always been dynamic. It's always been elastic. It's gone from things like there's tundra up in Antarctica and to the time when we had an ice age as recently as in the 1770s.
But you never felt that we shouldn't do things to try to...
I kind of take a different...
Prevent the planet from falling apart and...
Right. I think we should go and just clean up our mess. That's what your mom tells you when... that's the first thing she tells you. Clean up your mess. Clean up your mess. Well, if you're spewing gunk into the air and it's creating, poisonous water, and this part is true. Children, especially in industrialized nations, United States, and more so India and China, cases of emphysema and other lung ailments because the pollution in the air is so terrible. So clean that up.
And China's pollution is drifting to the west coast of the United States.
Yeah, it's got to.
So they don't just keep it there. They're sharing it.
Well, that's nice of them. So, yeah, I'm not. Am I a global warming denier? No, I think climate change is real because it's obvious. But is it caused by, the expulsion of carbons by human beings? Perhaps. But I'm still not sold on that. I guess that makes me a climate change
but
denier.
It seems that until you know for sure, you act as though it is.
Well, it's just
and
gunk.
Do what you can.
Stop spewing gunk into my air. This is not a difficult.
Do libertarians not believe in climate change? I thought that they thought it could happen. They just don't care. We're going to be dead anyway. So does it matter?
No, I think that it depends on which libertarian. There are extreme libertarians that believe in no government regulations at all. I think that that's not, I think it was Alexander Hamilton who said that, or at least he quoted someone saying, if all men were angels, we wouldn't need government. Well, all men and industries are not angels. They if it's easier for them to spew their gunk into the air. When we lived in Alabama, for instance, Alabama Power, which is a mighty, mighty power, literally and figuratively, in the state of Alabama, when we were just about to leave, and this is they had gotten their smokestacks up to 1988 regulatory levels.
Right.
This was in 2009. So, you know, there's something wrong with that, but yes, there can be overreach by EPA and other organizations. So there you go. It goes on to talk about, you know, eras come and eras go. It talks about Carmen's pessimism about humanity, which that's a big part of me. I'm conversely incredibly pessimistic because I look at what we do to each other. You know, recent attacks, for instance, over this past weekend in Egypt, where two churches were bombed by ISIS, and ISIS took great pleasure in taking credit for this. But by turns, we have the, you know, innumerable numbers of charity and kindness that we extend to each other.
We had some comments on that.
Okay.
Toss Salad Cartoon says, because of modern medicine, people are living longer than ever. Automobiles are more efficient than before. Solar energy is slowly becoming more possible for people to have. And nearly everyone has a powerful computer, literally at their fingertips. Please elaborate as to how this era is so bad, little one. Talking to Carmen. And Darson 54 says...
Yeah, I've never been called little one. No. Not for quite some time.
And Darson 54 says, because of said computers, we now have almost daily examples of institutionalized racism, voter suppression, a balkanized political system, and lack of advancement opportunities. Poor people are poorer, and the rich are richer, with no hope of empathy between the two.
Well, I think that's well put. I can't do any better. So, yeah, but there again, you know, there's a yin and yang, and I think that's true of our existence and our personas and what we are. So, you know, you hope for the best and expect the worst.
Innovation always brings a lot of really good things,
yeah,
as well as bad.
You just inspired me for a series in Prickly City. I've never addressed the mechanization of and the encroaching, essentially demolition of the middle class due to automation. I've never talked about that and what the moral is. There a moral case for it? If I run a factory and I make shoes and I can find a machine that makes it more efficiently, can run longer, doesn't unionize or need breaks or vacations, I'd probably buy the machine.
Well, we had something on the radio this morning that we woke up to where they were discussing jobs that may not be able to be as automated.
Yeah.
Like a human resource director.
Maybe cartoonist.
There was like 22%.
Radio producer. Am I right, Brian?
Well, BWR kind of argued with Darson there, saying, yes, making sure voters are who they claim to be is so racist. Minorities are incapable of getting an ID. What a crock. But that's not, I don't think the problem is that minorities can't get IDs. It's poor people often have a hard time getting IDs.
Right. We kind of get lost in the identity politics, and that's not, and I think that's on purpose for both sides of a much bigger issue, and that's class. And again, I have another week to write about. I'll do that too.
Well, I had an argument with a friend about that.
Did it come to blows?
No.
Fisticuffs?
She didn't think there was no one should have a problem getting an ID. And I said, well, they're expensive.
Yeah.
And you have to usually take a day off of work to go get one. It's not like you can go in and 5 minutes later you have an ID. There's usually a lot of people there. We've been there where I had to go for our kids to get their driver's licenses 3 times.
Yeah, it's not easy to get. It's not getting an ID, but I mean, I'm torn on. It's one of the voter ID is one of those issues I'm torn on. I wish I was more lockstep with things because I do believe that it's okay to say, "Are you who you say you are?" You know, when you vote. But as you mentioned, we coming here from Alabama. We're in Chicago now, of course, here at the beautiful WGN studios, but down in Alabama, there's a lot of incredibly grinding poverty that you can't even imagine in most of the country. And they don't have the facilities, they don't have the offices, they don't have the governmental infrastructure.
Right. They've closed down a lot of offices that were near people.
There are two counties.
Have the transportation to get there.
There are two counties in Alabama that don't have a hospital. I mean, so that's how poor they are. And
it's at least, $30 to get your ID?
Yeah.
And that may be, well, I can buy food or I can get an ID.
Yeah. So yeah, we're hammered. We're work this one out. That one I'm optimistic about. we'll find a middle ground. Maybe, maybe not. And then later, the last two ones are talking about Winslow screaming at Carmen not to mansplain things to him.
And that had a lot of people just, there were several people just wondering, well, how can she, what does he think that Carmen's a guy? There were several that, how could she, you know, be accused of mansplaining?
Because the idea of mansplaining is nuts.
Well, no.
Be quiet, Janine. Let me explain it to you.
No, hey. Let me read a comment here. Baslam the Beggar said, well, for a coyote, the difference between woman and man may be moot. Carmen is of the species sometimes known as man, which includes both women and men. See, I have condescended to explaining this to you. So now you have been mansplained.
Yes, we have. Now, does that satisfy your...
Well, for that, but that's definitely not true. Yes, I don't have the specifics, but I know particularly by people discussing home improvement or tools where you've been kind of told how you do something when I know how to put up a freaking shelf. I know how to do some of these things.
Well, you've done that to me because I don't.
Right, but that's because you really don't know. This is people simply automatically assuming I don't know.
No, I'm a regular on Patty Vasquez's show here on WGN from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. And some of the emails and comments she gets are brutal. They're terrible. They're just terrible. They say, "Hey, sweetie, let me explain something to you." And it's like, "Oh my goodness."
Yeah. See, so you don't really know until it happens.
But they do that to me too.
That's because you're a cartoonist. That's different.
Okay.
Well, I assume you're goofy.
I'm glad we covered all of this. Listen, this has been great. And Janine, thank you for coming back to me.
So I'm waiting for a refrigerator.
Brian Altimer, thanks for producing us.
No problem.
That was Brian. Brian's a great guy. He was wearing wrist things. It looks like he was punching something because he's a buff man.
He is a very buff man.
And so, yeah, but apparently he was just lifting weights. I guess that's what they're calling it now. I don't know what that means.
Either,
I don't
know.
So. Let's just move forward and say thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Thank you to WGN and WGN Plus and our producer, Brian Altimer. If you want to keep up with us and you can go to these places and leave comments, which we use on the podcast from time to time, go to gocomics.com. Is it /Prickly City? Or just go to GoComics and you'll find it there. Or you can just go to scottstandis.com. And if you want to write to us directly, you don't want to post your comment and get into that morass, as it were. How was that? Kind of fancy.
Oh, wow. That's a big word.
Thank you for such a little fella. You can just email us at prickly city@gmail.com. So until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.